Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Black Clubs Chicago's Jen Sabella joins us now with some extremely local news, starting with what's happening with bar owners in the state of Illinois. There's a bit of a fight going on, isn't there, Jen?
There is, and the fingers are pointing in various directions. Good morning, Bob. The bar and restaurant industry, as we all know, is struggling very much, and they have been trying to get temporary approval to deliver cocktails to people while this stay-at-home order is in effect. Other states have approved these temporary measures, New York, some cities in California. But in Illinois, they have not. And actually, the Illinois Liquor Board sent out a warning to everyone holding a liquor license in late March. Hey, this is a reminder, you can't deliver cocktails. Now, this is a violation of the open containers law. But what the bar owners are saying is, hey, you're letting us sell, you know, crowlers and growlers of beer. We can still steal the cocktails. We're just asking for this as a temporary solution, because, you know, since in the last decade, these cocktail bars have popped up all over, and that's what they're known for. So they don't really have another way to make money. Julia Mamos, she owns Kamuku, this a restaurant on the West Loop. She started something called Cocktails for Hope and is trying to raise awareness about this and just put some pressure on the state. Like, hey, you could just make this temporary, give us a break.
Yeah. So the mayor said it's got to be something that is decided at the state level. And the governor said he didn't know if it was a state issue and he hadn't thought about mixed drinks being served at the curb, but he would look into it. So I guess.
Right. So we're going to keep asking. I mean, some people are already doing it, frankly. They're already delivering them and just trying to go under the radar. Mm-hmm. But, it's risky and you could face, pretty hefty fines and even losing your liquor license. So that's something that people don't want to be thinking about when they're already struggling to even stay in business.
Right. All right, let's move to Bucktown now. And this is, I'm sorry to hear this, because this place was a favorite of many, many film buffs, Odd Obsession.
I was really sad to hear it. I know they've been struggling in the last few years to make it work. It is a, video store, which they have gone by the wayside. Blockbuster is a joke now. Some kids don't even know what that is. But Odd Obsession has been at 1830 North Milwaukee Avenue for more than 16 years. And they focus on movies you can't get anywhere else. So they're not streaming. There are a lot of foreign films and just art films and B movies. And the people who work there are volunteers and they're just obsessed with this stuff. So it's kind of a film buff place, but they, after the coronavirus hit, they already were struggling. They'd been fundraising to try to digitize some of their collection and archive all these films, but they just fell short, so they were forced to close. Mm. It's really sad. They just couldn't keep up with the rent. As we know, in that neighborhood, it's not cheap to stay there. So they're asking anyone who is still interested in trying to help save this collection of films, which is more than 25,000 films, to reach out and help at least, preserve these in some way. They just want to make sure people can see these movies.
And would the best way to get in touch with them be through your website?
You can find the story with the info on our website at blockclubchicago.org, or you can email membership@oddobsession.com and let them know what you can do to help them out.
Yeah, I guess the combination of the high rents and also the streaming platforms did them in. So
exactly. And people just weren't showing up anymore. It was more of a, community gathering space, too. And it's sad. I'm sad to see it go. It's been there most of the time I can remember.
All right, let's end with something positive. The story of this 91-year-old great-grandmother in Chicago.
Yes, I love this story. Esther Kutas, she is a grandmother. She's from Hungary originally, but her family moved to the United States while fleeing from the Hungarian Revolution, in the aftermath of the Hungarian Revolution in 1956. And she was taught to sew as a child and said, you know, this isn't my thing. But once this coronavirus hit and they realized there was such a demand, 91-year-old great-grandmother just started getting up every day at 5 a.m. and sewing masks. She has been selling, she sold more than 200 masks so far for $10 a pop and is raising all of the money for the COVID-19 relief fund at Northwestern Hospital. It's just a beautiful story, and she's so dedicated. And, you know, reading the story, this quote really touched me. You know, I know it's not too much, but it's something. If everyone would just do something, we might get somewhere. And I think that that's just a beautiful sentiment. And, you know, 91 years old, she goes on mile and a half walks and cooks and is making masks for people who need them. It's pretty amazing.
Good for her. And I imagine a lot of people are thinking now, I need to get to Bucktown and get a mask because I need one. And also the money goes to a good cause. So how can people buy a mask from her?
So you can go on our website with for contact information, or just go to Facebook, Corona Coverings by Esther, and they're for sale there. Her name is spelled E-S-Z-T-E-R, so Corona Coverings by Esther. And she has a variety of patterns, and actually some of our readers reached out yesterday looking to donate fabric. People are just really great, and we have to remember that during this sad time.
Yes, we do. All right. Well, go to the Block Club Chicago.org site, too. You can get all the information there. I know sometimes you can't get it all down. BlockClubChicago.org. Thanks for the extremely local news, as always. Jen Sabella. Talk to you folks tomorrow. Jen, have a good day.
Great. You too. Thanks, Bob.